Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, this is Marcus Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Peter Pry, and for many years he worked for the House of Representatives as the executive director of various congressional commissions that investigated the threat of an EMP attack. Now, to most Americans, this really is relatively unimportant. After all, we have the recent spy scandals. We're told that Syria used chemical weapons, and now we're going to have to establish a no-fly zone over part of Syria, and we're going to begin to arm the rebels. Well, we've been arming the rebels all along. Simply, they haven't been telling the American people that any more than they have been telling them about so many things. But there is an issue which is vitally important that is seldom, if ever, mentioned by the media. Well, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal, and it occurred, I believe, on the 21st of May. It was written in part by our guest this morning. And basically, this is what it said. An EMP attack would collapse the electric grid and other infrastructure that depends on it, communications, transportation, banking and finance, food and water, necessary to sustain modern civilization and the lives of 300 million Americans. In fact, the lives of 300 million Americans would be endangered if the electric grid went down and the whole modern infrastructure of our society were to collapse. Now, this may sound pretty far out, and yet several years ago, in 2010, 2011, every congressman, Democrat, Republican, right, left, voted for a resolution to immediately address the danger of an EMP attack, and nothing has been done. On the 22nd of May, an article appeared in the Washington Times written by Frank Gaffney that quoted General Graham as saying that if there were to be an EMP attack, within 6 months to a year, as many as 90% of the American people could be dead within 6 to 12 months. That's not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. That's very real. And Peter Pry has been working since he left his employment and working for Congress, trying to get the information out. The article I quoted from in the Wall Street Journal was written on May 21st on the editorial pages, co-authored by Peter Pry and James Woolsey, former director of the CIA. This is not an imaginary threat, but it's seldom, if ever, mentioned. Peter, please come on and explain to our listeners why this is a problem and why nothing's being done to address something that could lead to the death of as many as 90% of the American people within 6 months to a year.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. Those are big questions, and I will endeavor my best to answer them. What is an electromagnetic pulse, first of all? It's like a super energetic radio wave that is far more powerful than lightning. But unlike lightning, instead of striking a point, it can strike an entire area. In the case of a nuclear weapon, for example, detonated at high altitude over the country, it could cover, at an altitude of 400 kilometers, the entire continental United States. And so, in effect, you'd have something more powerful than lightning at the speed of light, destroying electronics everywhere within the 48 contiguous United States. This threat is also posed by Mother Nature. The sun can generate an electromagnetic pulse, too, by a coronal mass ejection that strikes the magnetosphere and can create an EMP similar to that of a nuclear weapon, also extremely powerful, that would collapse the electric grids and destroy the other critical infrastructures, all of which depend upon electricity. Communications, transportation, business and finance, food and water. And it's the food and water that is that would result in the mass deaths from EMP, because in order to get food and water, we need electricity. We need transportation systems to run to transport food to market. We need refrigeration systems to run to preserve the food. You know, we need distribution systems to run. Your car has to work so that you can go down. You have to be able to put gas in your car so that you can go down and get the food. And what about water? You can die even more quickly without lack of water. You know, immediately when the electric grid collapses, you know, the water won't be running anymore in the major metropolitan areas. And, you know, people start dying without water within days of not having it. Moreover, you end up having, the backup from water purification plants. So hospital wastes, industrial wastes, all the stuff that goes into the sewage plants that our modern water system relies upon to purify that water will backflow out of those plants into lakes, streams, and rivers, polluting areas which already are actually too polluted to drink, but become really deadly when they're infected with hospital wastes, heavy metals, and things like that from industrial processes. Another thing that will happen that would end up producing a lot of casualties is the nuclear reactors will very likely melt down. We saw it happen at Fukushima when a tidal wave knocked out the emergency electric generating power to those nuclear reactors in Japan. Once their emergency batteries ran out, the reactors started overheating, and especially the fuel rods that are in the cooling ponds. And the fuel rods were so hot they just boiled away the water, and then eventually they caught on fire and spread radioactivity all over the place. Now, that was just at one nuclear reactor. You know, we have over 100 nuclear reactors, about 200 of them in the United States, most of them east of the Mississippi River, located among our population. And, you know, there'd be nothing to stop those once their emergency generating capacity is exhausted from melt, which would happen. I mean, they only have enough emergency generating capacity for maybe a couple of weeks on the outside. And EMP, nuclear or natural, would knock out the electric grid for months or years. And so inevitably, you'd end up having meltdowns at these nuclear reactors, either the reactor core and or the cooling ponds, which would cause vast swaths of radioactivity lethal to people and greatly complicating survival and recovery efforts. The thing that ends up killing most people, though, would be starvation. You know, EMP is a high-tech means of killing people the old-fashioned way, by denying them food and water. You know, our population of 300 million Americans, think about that, 300 million Americans. Only less than 2% of our population is farmers. You know, we rely, the thing that keeps us alive is our technology.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Peter Pry, former executive director of the Congressional Commission that investigated this. Be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Peter Pride, who for many years was the executive director of the various congressional commissions that looked into the background of this very real threat. It is a very real threat. And the fact that you're not hearing about it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Peter, please go right ahead with your description of the threat to America.
Well, thank you so much. As I was saying, the thing that would end up killing most people is starvation, that EMP is a high-tech means of killing people the old-fashioned way, because it would end up destroying the infrastructures that provide food and water. It would basically recreate, you got to think of EMP as sort of an anti-technology weapon. Imagine what our society would be like if you subtracted technology from our society. It's technology that enables us to support a population as large as it is today, almost 310 million Americans. If you take away the technology, how many people could the United States support? Well, one of the things the EMP Commission looked at, the congressional commission in which I served, was we went back in time to find out, well, what was the natural carrying capability of the land back in the old days, back before we had electric grids and modern technology? You know, back in 1900, for example, you know, the population was about 100 million. You know, that's the most you could expect to survive. So once an EMP takes away the technology, you're going to lose, we concluded, at least two out of three Americans would perish because we won't be able to support them and feed them. And others have argued that the casualties would be even higher. You cited, for example, a statement made by Dr. Graham, who was the chairman of the commission, who actually thinks the casualties could be more on the order of 90%, 9 out of 10 Americans perishing, you know, because that population that lived in 1900, they were all at most one generation removed from pioneer stock. 75% of the people were farmers back then. Everybody knew how to hunt and fish and had basic survival skills. That's not true for the 310 million Americans that are living today. A very small percentage of the population has those kinds of survival skills. Without them, they would perish. Now, I'd like to talk about another matter related to this, because we're all in the news when you watch your television tonight. I mean, all in the news, we're focused on these scandals about the IRS and Benghazi. But there's this threat to the American people is a bigger scandal than Benghazi. This is bigger than Benghazi. And it's been right on the front pages of the newspapers in some respects. You all may recall a couple of months ago around the Easter holidays, the United States was under threat from North Korea. North Korea was making threats to strike the United States, to destroy the United States with a nuclear attack. This went on for several weeks. The Obama administration, went on television and in newspaper interviews basically said, well, North Korea can't do that. They don't have the ability to put a warhead on a missile yet, so American people don't be worried about it. That's what the White House said. And they said that publicly despite the fact that the Obama administration's own intelligence community, the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the lead Pentagon intelligence agency for assessing foreign threats, had publicly stated that North Korea, in fact, does have nuclear-armed missiles right now. That was the assessment of the Defense Intelligence Agency, which President Obama publicly decided to dismiss and said that is not the White House view. That is not the White House assessment. Now, in all my years, in my decades of public service on the national security of this country, I've never seen a more overt case of the politicization of intelligence as had happened a few weeks ago when the President of the United States overruled his own Defense Department and his own Defense Intelligence Agency and said that they were wrong, and he was right, and the White House knows better. The White House knows North Korea doesn't have nuclear-armed missiles. I'm just amazed that House Republicans and that even conservative members of the press, I'm just amazed that the president was allowed to get away with that. And maybe it's because people are now so preoccupied with the Benghazi scandal and the IRS scandal, and there have been so many other scandals, this race thing with the NSA, that people didn't think about it. And there were perhaps too many scandals already for the media to manage. But this is by far the biggest scandal of all, because North Korea does have nuclear-armed missiles. And that is not just the view of the Defense Intelligence Agency. It's the view of the CIA. It's the view of our NATO European allies. It's the view of South Korean military intelligence. Everybody in the world assesses that North Korea has got nuclear-armed missiles, except the President of the United States. And therefore, those threats coming at us from North Korea should not have been dismissed by the President. They were real. You will note that the President did quietly start ordering the beefing up of our national missile defenses in Alaska, you know, to deal with the North Korean nuclear threat. So he was either lying to the American people and on the one hand and privately quietly trying to do something, but why lie to the American people about something like that? We're a republic. You know, American people are not children. They need to be told the truth, as when we are under real threat of extermination by a foreign power like North Korea. And North Korea could destroy the United States. Kim Jong-un could deliver on his threats to destroy the United States because of EMP. We know that the North Koreans plan to make an EMP attack against the United States. They have said so. The Iranians want the nuclear bomb because they plan to attack the United States. We've seen them write about it in their military writings. We've seen them use their missiles in certain modes, using them for high-altitude bursts in a way that can only be explained as training for EMP attacks so that when they get the bomb, they could do an EMP attack on the United States. We've seen the North Koreans do the same thing. We've seen them orbit a satellite over the South Pole at the perfect altitude for doing an EMP attack on the United States if they overflew that satellite, if they replaced it with a warhead and overflew that satellite over North America. That's why Jim Woolsey, the former CIA director, and I wrote that Wall Street Journal article to tell the American people the truth about the nuclear EMP threat from North Korea that could kill 300 million Americans. That is an enormous scandal, but nobody's writing about it. Nobody's talking about it. You know, there's nothing on television about it. I mean, the first and most important duty of a president of the United States is to provide for the common defense. And this isn't something that you have to go to talk to subordinates of the president, as you do with the Benghazi scandal, or talk to IRS agents and see if there's a trail back to the White House, you know, which is what they're doing with all these other scandals, or with the NSA scandal, find out what went wrong there. Because the president of the United States is on record. He personally said this on television. He personally said this on the front pages of newspapers, that it is the White House assessment that North Korea does not yet have nuclear missiles. And so he is on public record as saying that, the president himself. And the Defense Intelligence Agency has been on public record as saying just the opposite and contradicting him. It's there for everybody to see. And there's also a history. I have written about it as well in other articles, about other intelligence agencies coming to the same judgment, that North Korea poses an immediate, clear and present danger to the United States, that it has now not only got the bomb, it has tested nuclear weapons on three separate occasions, but it has also back in December demonstrated that it has an ICBM capable ability by orbiting a satellite. You know, so if it puts a nuclear warhead on that so-called space launch vehicle, you know, it could deliver it against the United States. And the other part of this scandal, the biggest part of it, is that the president has, despite his attempt to beef up national missile defenses in Alaska, the man doesn't even understand the real threat from North Korea. Because when the North Koreans orbited that satellite, they were showing us how they would plan to attack the United States by orbiting a warhead over the South Pole, over the South Pole, to approach the United States from the south, we have no early warning radars and no national missile defense assets looking to the south, able to intercept something coming at the United States from the south. The North Koreans are not stupid. They're not going to send their warhead and make an attack over the North Pole where we're ready for them. You know, they did that satellite, that test of an EMP attack, which was basically the satellite launch, by going over the south. This is something that they didn't invent or come up with themselves, by the way. You know, they've been being helped by the Russians. You know, the commission was told about how by the Russians that technology had leaked for the super EMP weapon to North Korea. And what the Russians didn't tell us is that they probably gave the North Koreans this idea about attacking the United States from the south. Because during the Cold War, the Russians had a secret weapon called a fractional orbital bombardment system that looked basically exactly like the so-called North Korean space launch vehicle. It was an ICBM disguised to look like a space launch vehicle. They would launch it away from the United States and put a warhead into orbit as if it were a satellite, hoping to deceive us. And then it would go over the South Pole. You know, we can't see these warheads once they are orbited. They're just a cold body against the black background of space once they are separated from the missile. So in the case of the North Korean satellite, for example, we pretty much lost track of it after it was launched and released over the Philippines. That would be the same case with that warhead. And it would go and do a partial orbit all the way around the Earth to attack the United States. And I say this is a bigger, far bigger scandal than IRS, a far bigger scandal than Benghazi, because the White House is covering up the fact that North Korea constitutes a clear and present danger to the lives of hundreds of millions of Americans right now, and that we nearly had a catastrophic nuclear attack from North Korea upon this country, you know, just a few months ago. And the president doesn't want to admit that had happened on his watch. He hopes people will forget about North Korea so he doesn't have to do anything about it. You know, he keeps telling us that he'll find a negotiated solution to the North Korean nuclear threat, just the way he's going to find a negotiated solution to Iran. And and that pathway, my friends, is going to lead us toward an eventual nuclear attack upon us by North Korea or by Iran.
And aren't North Korea and Iran actually working together on this project?
They are. As a matter of fact, you know, according to open source reporting, Iranian scientists have been present at all three of the North Korean nuclear tests. Iran and North Korea, by the way, have an official treaty of military cooperation, military and scientific cooperation. We know there are North Korean scientists present in Iran, helping them work on both their missile programs and probably on their nuclear program as well. The Iranian space launch vehicle, so-called space launch vehicle, actually is the uses boosters from the North Korean Taipodong 2 ICBM. And the Iranians actually have done the same thing as the North Koreans have done. They have orbited three satellites in exactly the same altitude, 500 kilometers altitude, which is the ideal altitude for making an EMP attack on the contiguous 48 United States. If you want to put an EMP field over the whole United States, that's the best altitude to do it at. And it went on this south polar trajectory that we can't detect or shoot down with our national missile defense assets or with our interceptors. The Iranians have done that three times, and they've done it with the help of North Korean technicians. So the North Koreans and the Iranians have been engaged in very intimate cooperation, as have the Iranians with the Chinese and the Russians, by the way. I mean, the Chinese, the Russians, the North Koreans, the Iranians, they are actually all working together, you know, which is another, that's kind of another scandal, because the administration is living in this fantasy world that Russia and China are kind of strategic partners, and that they lean more in our direction than they do toward the Iranians and North Koreans. I mean, the Obama administration's strategy for achieving a negotiated solution to the North Korean nuclear threat is to get the Chinese on our side and convince China to pressure North Korea to give up the bomb. Well, if China ever was on our side, and if they wanted to get North Korea to give up the bomb, They would have done it years ago, but instead they've allowed North Korea to develop fairly sophisticated nuclear weapons, like the super EMP weapon that the Russians told us that the Iranians have, and not just the Russians, but South
Korea. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Peter Price, former executive director of the Special Commission. Be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, several weeks ago in Washington, D.C., there was a summit meeting when key nations throughout the world sent representatives to a meeting to discuss the danger and threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack and or a solar flare on wiping out the electronic infrastructure of nations. What happened at that conference, Peter?
This has become an annual event, and it's one of the things that gives me great hope that the message is getting out. You know, I'm not working all on my own anymore, as I was at one point after the EMP Commission ended. But as a result of this international summit, I would add, it meets annually, once a year, and it switches locations from London, where it meets at Westminster Palace, where it's sponsored by the British Parliament, which was the case last year. And this year, it met in Washington, D.C., on Capitol Hill, sponsored by the U.S. Congress. Next year, it'll meet again back in London. And every year when it meets, the number of people that attend, the number of nations participating, grows and grows. I think it started off originally with something like 15 nations. And now, at this last summit, I believe we had 30 or 40 nations of the world participating. The summit doesn't have power to pass legislation or enact policy, but the scientists and policymakers get a chance to come together, to compare notes, to see what kind of progress is being made by other nations, to see how we can perhaps make more progress within our own countries. And one of the things, you know, we learned is that that the United Kingdom, our closest NATO ally, that is Britain, and Israel, another one of our closest allies, are now actually further along than the United States in hardening their electric grid and critical infrastructures against EMP. I find it ironic that the United States, that discovered the EMP threat, and under the EMP commission, that we spent millions of dollars on that commission to not only examine the threat, but come up with solutions. The EMP commission did come up with a solution. It came up with a blueprint for protecting this nation and protecting its critical infrastructures. Unfortunately, that blueprint has been languishing for half a decade, and the Congress has been unable to pass a bill to compel the private sector, especially the electric power industry, to protect its grid. But Britain, and I don't begrudge them this, but it is frustrating to see that our closest allies, who haven't had to spend any money on this because we've done all the work, but they've basically come along, look at the work of the EMP Commission, agreed with it, and they are building on our work to protect their own countries. I would like to see our country benefit from the commission that we spent all this money on and from our own scientists and our own technology and start protecting our infrastructures. One of the things that that was advertised, there is a point of light in the United States. On last week, on the 6th of June, on the anniversary of D-Day, the governor of Maine passed a bill, LD-3131, which then became law just this week on Monday, which was an act to protect the Maine electric grid from nuclear natural EMP. This bill, in 6 months, this bill started back in February. I and a number of my members of my task force went to Maine to testify before the Maine legislature on the reality of the EMP threat and that they should, in fact, go ahead and protect their grid. When we started this process, everybody in Maine, except for the sponsor of the bill, Maine State Representative Andrea Boland, who is a liberal Democrat, she sponsored the bill. She was the only one who really understood the EMP threat and knew about EMP. And she had come down, she cared enough about it, that she actually left Maine on occasion to come down to help me try to get the SHIELD Act through Congress, you know, which we unfortunately failed to do. And so Representative Boland said, well, the hell with Washington, I'm going to try to get the state of Maine protected at least. And so we went up there to help her. And thank God there's more common sense in Maine than there is in Washington. In 5 years, Washington has failed to pass something like the GRID Act or the SHIELD Act. But in less than 6 months, we now got a bill through the Maine legislature. And, you know, now they well understand the problem. You know, they didn't, of course, just go ahead and pass it. They listened to both sides. They listened to us. They listened to the NERC, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. They weighed the evidence, decided this was a real threat, and they passed the bill on an emergency basis. It passed the Maine Joint Energy Committee unanimously. It passed the Maine House unanimously. And it passed the Maine Senate 182-3. So it passed overwhelmingly. And then the governor just passed it into law. So in 6 months, less than 6 months, you know, Maine went from being utterly vulnerable to passing this legislation, which has started it down the pathway so that it can quickly get its grid protected against EMP. And I'm hoping that this will serve as an example to other states in the United States, that other states can follow the good example set by Maine and not wait on Washington, but go ahead and protect their own grids in their states, so that at least one state at a time, eventually, you know, we can get the whole country protected that way, you know. And there are other states that are close behind Maine trying to follow their example. I know in Utah, in North Carolina, there are movements afoot to try to get those grids protected in Texas and in other states as well. You know, this is it's a new paradigm where an important national security and homeland security issue like this, the states are reclaiming the initiative. And some people think of it as evidence of a decline of our society, sort of akin to the late Roman Empire. Historians may recall that Rome, at the end of its empire, became so incompetent, and it was so broke, but it was basically so incompetent and corrupt that Rome was no longer able to defend its cities. It did not have its lead. It didn't have enough legions anymore, and the legions had lost the skills so they could protect their cities from barbarian incursions. And so what happened was the cities had to start providing for their own security by building walls. So you had the rise of walled cities in the late Roman Empire. And in a sense, that's kind of what Maine is doing. It's building walls against the EMP threat because Washington, the new Rome, is so incompetent and corrupt that it can't protect the larger society. That's kind of a negative way of looking at it. I like to look at it in a more positive way. And I think it is a more positive development in our society. You know, the founders never intended Washington to be so powerful as it is. The founders never intended Washington to be the seat of making all of the important decisions that are made. The states were supposed to play a much more active and much bigger role, as were the people who are closest to the states in deciding what to do in this country, including on issues of national and homeland security. And so I actually see this development in Maine, the passage of this bill on the anniversary of D-Day, as being a very positive development. You know, perhaps it'll start a trend not just for the states protecting themselves against EMP, but on other issues as well, you know, where the states can and should become more assertive of their authority, exercise more power.
We'll be back in just a moment with Peter Pry, former executive director of the Congressional Commission. Look into this. Back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Peter Pry. And Peter, are there any countries in the world that are hardened their electronic grids so they would not totally collapse in case of an EMP attack?
Yes, there are. Russia and China have hardened their electric grids and other critical infrastructures. They did that many years ago during the Cold War. Russia never accepted the mutual assured destruction theory that the United States had. The Russian general staff and their political leadership believed you could fight and win a nuclear war, and they prepared themselves very well for that possibility. In addition to protecting their grids, Russia continues to develop deep underground shelters, for example, that have no counterpart in the United States. They've built hundreds of deep underground shelters, which are basically impregnable to nuclear attack, and could house something like 300,000 of their top political military leaders. They've also provided other kinds of shelters for their population. But Russia and China, as part of their nuclear war preparations back in the Cold War, both hardened their critical infrastructures. We've only recently learned about the Chinese preparations. The Chinese call it among the things they've done, the so-called underground Great Wall. You know, we recently learned they had managed to conceal from us for many years that China has basically got a network of underground tunnels and command posts that extends 3,000 miles, at least 3,000 miles, for their nuclear forces and military forces. And as I said, they've also, as part of that, hardened their critical infrastructures. This is should be of concern, not just in the event of a nuclear war, but what if a natural EMP from the sun happens? And do we want China and Russia to be the only societies left standing and then to be at their mercy in terms of our recovery? Even if there isn't a nuclear war, but a natural EMP, like a recurrence of the 1859 Carrington event that knocks out electric grids and critical infrastructures everywhere in the world, except in Russia and China, obviously that would not be a good future for the United States or for the free world. In effect, China and Russia would end up probably being able to take over the world just by default.
And certainly, aren't we entering the last phase of the solar cycle of the rest of this year, where there's a marked increase in solar activity? That, in fact, there, my understanding is there have been some massive explosions on the sun, nuclear fusions on the sun, but fortunately, they were on the far side. But isn't this a very real threat?
It is a very real threat. And we've entered the period, every 11 years, the sun goes through what is called a solar maximum. And this is when we have more of these coronal mass ejections and solar flares, which are what can cause a geomagnetic superstorm like the 1859 Carrington event. Now, we estimated that a Carrington event happens about once a century. The Carrington event was in 1859, so it doesn't take a genius to do the arithmetic and to see that we're about 50 years overdue for a recurrence of the Carrington event. So everyone, including the Obama administration, you know, has been concerned that there could be a recurrence of the Carrington event during this new solar maximum that we entered it just in December, and it'll last all through 2013. And we could get hit by a Carrington-class coronal mass ejection. It's basically a Russian roulette game. You know, the sun puts out these big coronal mass ejections in random directions, and sooner or later, one is going to hit the Earth. And when that happens, you know, we'll have a reprise of the 1859 Carrington event, except today, you know, we're no longer a horse and buggy society. You know, well, back in those days, electricity was just a novelty, and civilization didn't depend for its survival on electricity. Now that has all changed. You know, we've never had a Carrington-class geomagnetic superstorm in the modern era. And everybody's expecting us sooner or later, and probably sooner, that one will eventually occur. And we're not completely out of the woods even after the coronal mass ejection. I mean, excuse me, even after the solar maximum. Because these things can happen at any time. It's just that you have an increased likelihood of it happening during the solar maximum because there are more of these coronal mass ejections. And I can't help but point this out. As soon as we started, we learned something back in December when we entered the solar maximum, because our SOHO satellite actually took a photograph of a Carrington-class coronal mass ejection. Now, fortunately, it wasn't heading toward the Earth. It was heading away from the Earth. But that confirmed, because there had been sort of a scientific debate about how common are these Carrington-class coronal mass ejections that can cause a superstorm on Earth. And we saw, you know, as just on the first month of the solar maximum, as we were entering it, one of these gigantic coronal mass ejections occurred. So we now know, and we got a photograph of it, so we now know that these things happen all the time. It's just a case of luck that we haven't been hit by another Carrington-class geomagnetic superstorm. And if you want to see that photograph, if you want to see the photograph of that Carrington-class coronal mass ejection, you might want to get my book. I wrote a book called Apocalypse Unknown, The Struggle to Protect America from an Electromagnetic Pulse Catastrophe. That's Apocalypse Unknown. Right on the cover of the book, I've got a picture of the sun with that Carrington-class coronal mass ejection coming out, and we have inset the Earth, so you could see the scale of the Earth compared to the size of that coronal mass ejection. You know, even an idiot could see, given this enormous size of that coronal mass ejection, and given the relatively small size of the Earth, that if one of those things ever hits the Earth, we're going to have big trouble.
And so how can people get copies of your book?
Yes, that's available directly through createspace.com. That is createspace.com, or through Amazon.com. Amazon.com.
Well, our guest has been Peter Pry, former executive director of the Congressional Commission that investigated this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not an imaginary threat. This is a very real threat. And the fact that you're not reading about this, the fact that we suddenly are focusing our attention on Benghazi and other minor and really insignificant things, is frightening to me, because obviously, for one reason or another, the people who control our reality don't seem to want to focus our attention on a threat that could lead to the death of as many as 90% of the American population within a year. Peter, thank you very much for being with us, and I hope that you'll be able to come on again and just keep our people appraised of what's going on. God bless. Have a safe trip today.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning was Peter Pry, and I hope you heeded what he had to say. We have a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. This is not imaginary, it's real. We have an excellent DVD. It's a talk given at our last conference by Ambassador Henry Cooper, former U.S. representative to the Soviet disarmament discussion that went on for almost 10 years. And certainly, Ambassador Cooper understands the threat. And highfrontier.org, you can go to their website and read on a weekly basis. Update on this, which you will hardly ever see control covered in the mass media. And the question is, why are the people who control the mass media concealing this very real threat? The fact that the Russians and the Chinese will survive an EMP attack or a solar flare, and we have essentially no protection. Certainly Maine is going to start doing something, but it'll take 6 months to a year. And, of course, this could happen at any moment. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about something very real. I wouldn't waste my time talking about it if it weren't. You need to get the information. If certainly you can go up on the Internet and read about the threat of an EMP attack or a solar flare. You can get certainly our 4-CD set or our DVD or the book we carry called Nation Forsaken, written by Michael Maloof, who was 30 years with the Defense Department and is frantically trying to get the information out. But then our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then I would simply point out that there really is an organized effort to kill off 90% of the population of our country. There is an organized effort. If you doubt it, go onto the Internet and type in population control agenda, and you can read my article there, or just put in population control agenda, Stan Monteith or Radio Liberty, or you can certainly find it on our website, radioliberty.com, or if you buy anything from us, just ask for a free copy of the population control agenda. Certainly you can journey, as I have, to Alberton, Georgia, and see the monument put up by the secret society there, the Georgia Guidestones, where they talk about maintaining our population. That's 500 million in constant balance for nature. That's 500 million for the whole world. And, of course, that's well over 90% of the population they intend to kill. These are not imaginary people. They are real, live human beings who've even erected a monument where they tell you what they're going to do. And I believe that they are deadly serious. Deadly, deadly serious. You need to hear my talk. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. You need to hear my talk on population control, The Covert Agenda. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'll be speaking there in Colorado Springs. If there's anything left of it after the fires, I'll be speaking July 26th, 27th, and 28th. I'll be at the conference. There's no more tickets. They're all sold out. There will be well over 1,000 people there. But it is vitally important that people, if you are coming, and we'd love to see you, and if you be available to help us with our table there. We're going to be having a table trying to get the information out to this large audience. And it may well be one of the last talks I'm going to be giving, but I think it's vitally important that you understand and help us get the word out. You can get the information from the Heritage Foundation, other things by calling us 1-800-544-8927. So until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb located in